In a dance around the circus. Who or what's the big gorilla?
Like everything that you...
All the extra luggage.
It just... what's the other hand? Let me think about it. For
who's going to feed the big gorilla?
Oh, it's just like... all the things that we've started, who's going to keep them going or something. It's just something kind of stupid, I guess. But it's just... it's just like, who's going to finish what we've started or something. Who's going to take care of our pets? No. not literally.
Well, yeah.
How about Adam again, unplugged? Do all acoustic, no electronics, no big amps?
We did that.
When? I missed that.
A week ago. First time we ever did it.
Really? How did it go?
Pretty good.
Smashing success. Smashing
success. We're able to do that now, I think. We did it for the first time, you know, the other day. We only played 3 or 4 songs. But Undercover had an album party, and they asked some bands to come and just play a few songs. And since John wasn't there, we decided to bring acoustic guitars and do it that way. It was neat. It was really neat.
You gonna have any live releases? Have you thought about that?
We thought about it. We thought about recording this show, but it didn't work out.
Oh, too bad.
I don't know. It's one of those things that will probably eventually happen, but it's not something that is like definitely on the agenda or something, you know what I mean? But one of these days it'll work out where somebody's got a truck there for something and we'll be able to record it.
What is on the agenda?
We like the record a lot. And we just try to get that in as many people's hands as possible, in front of people. We want to try to do video. We want to send it out to everybody that could possibly do something to get it in front of people. So we want to really push this record a little bit. And then we're going to keep going, making up, play some dates, as many as we can play.
Is the... tour with the UN77s confirmed?
Or no, it's sort of bantering, but yeah. I think it's going to happen.
Great.
We just want to go out for a couple weeks or something. Yeah. Like, but what we'll do is we'll hit like most major areas where people might have to drive 2 or 3 hours or something, 4 hours, mm-hmm. but pretty much we'll try to hit all the major promoters around.
So that means if I was to invite you guys to come to New York City, you wouldn't go?
Yeah, well, I mean... I really wouldn't have anything to do with the booking of the concerts, but we try to set it up where we could, like in a short period of time, once everybody could get off work and stuff, in both bands, we would probably do like 3 weekends and the 2 weeks in between and play every night. I want to do that really bad. I'm going to work on it really hard.
Good.
That'd
be nice. Yeah. Nice to see a tour.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
And you
need
to
play
time for the live recording.
Yeah, I don't know.
Live video.
We might be ready for it by the last day.
Yeah.
Dan Michaels doesn't play on this album, does he?
He didn't play on this album, no.
Is this the official lineup of the band, and Dan just kind of fills in when he
can? Yeah, well, if you notice, Dan has always been listed under either additional musicians or with Dan Michaels. And so he's always been in the choir, and that's his main band, and our thing is just...
Because he was crying earlier over in the...
Well, Dan's playing with us tonight, and I didn't seem to be any sax parts on the album. Mm-hmm. Probably next one. Dan lives next door to me. He's part of my life, part of all of our lives. So sure. It's not like anything's changed. It's just how many nights we play.
Are you guys accountable to a pastor?
Everyone can speak for themselves on that if they want to.
If I am, it's my dad.
Yeah, her dad's.
Oh, you're PK?
Yeah.
How are you?
Yep, I'm a PK.
What does he think about the music?
He likes it. He thinks it's funky.
Wow.
I mean, he's known all of these guys ever since, years and years back.
He used to practice in the church. That's where he started.
So, he's grown up with the changes in our music and stuff, Like, he's been with us from the beginning, so, and we're his kids, so he accepts it and he's happy for us.
Everyone goes different churches, though.
Yeah.
So, what churches do you guys attend to?
I go to Bethel Chapel in Nashville.
I don't know the name of my church. I go to
my dad's church.
No,
my
brother-in-law's.
Brother-in-law's. Keep it
up with that.
It's called
the Gate.
The Gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christ Church of the Valley, West Covina.
You know, we have a church like that in Manhattan, Christian Church of the Valley. I don't know if they're good. Is it Assemblies of God?
Okay. Non-denominational. I think pretty much everybody in the band has been surrounded by the church, and it's not a miracle that somehow God would find God's hand and take it.
Is there any chance in a couple of years of a Gene Eugene Jr.?
There's no operation possible.
I don't know.
I'll be in trouble.
Somebody's got to take over the band someday.
over 7.5 years, almost 8.
Who you married to?